Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Human Rights Demand. This is Mary Neal. I am the program director for Human Rights Demand. And I want you to know that the show is named after a famous play by a man named Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass was an abolitionist during the slavery era in America. And he said, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has, and it never will. Here at Human Rights Demand, we know that everyone is someone. Everybody is somebody. And we do not care whether individuals are black, white, Americans, Asians. We are all in the human family together. We have a new host for Native American Affairs. We have a new host that I will introduce to you now. His name is Panupa Luha Money. And he is from the West Coast area, and he will talk to you. I think he's from North Dakota. Is that North Dakota, Mr. Mooney Money?
No, I'm from South Dakota, from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation.
Wonderful. We just met last night when he came on to Real Talk with the Number One Doctors, and also he gave a presentation on the Justice for All show. Those are both shows under National Network in Action. And I was so impressed with his honesty and with his forthright commitment to human rights, especially for Native Americans, that I invited him to speak with you today and every Wednesday on Native American Affairs. So, Mr. Money, I will go ahead and turn it over to you, and we really appreciate you. If you could begin by giving us some information about yourself as a human rights advocate, and then go ahead and say whatever it is that you want to say to your audience. And we look forward to having you every Wednesday at 3 o'clock p.m. or 3:30 p.m. We'll announce the time so that, you know, you and I will get together on the exact time, but around the 3 o'clock hour. So thank you so much, Mr. Money. Go ahead.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Panupa Luha Money with the Strong Heart Warrior Society of South Dakota. I'm currently on the mission of helping many indigenous folks in the international communities that are seeking direct accountability at the hands of the American government and states and county governments to try to get our message of independence more or less enforced more on a contingent level with having the full ability to enforce your sovereignty. And this goes for majority of other listening, you know, audiences across, you know, this country of ours known as Turtle Island. The crash turn of America doesn't fit with us indigenous people. And so many other nations that are out there, remember, this is Panupa Luha Money with the Strong Heart Warrior Society coming to you live on indigenous and all, you know, walks of life radio to finally get the message of reality that needs to be told in the ears of American public. First of all, I want to start off with how indigenous people, and just like many other nations of color, have been denied to their pursuit of happiness and liberty. And so a majority of our people have forgotten that the basic principalities in our lifestyle and the current existence, you know, eurocentric mindset at the discretion of the federal government, county governments and states, and even tribal governments. We got to throw the tribal governments in there, too, to make a more, you know, broader interpretation on how all the stereotypical, you know, nonsense continues to protect, you know, the system that was brand new to them at the devastation of how Rome set out to conquer the whole globe. And unfortunately, it was met by resistance because of the fact that Rome did not administer any type of truthful ability that will give us the credibility to serve, you know, our life way in a pronunciation where the truth can give you the ability to remain free. So today we talk about these illustrations to give more of the listening audience a chance to better understand and better take this pronunciation, because if you really want your independence and freedoms, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to exercise your sovereignty with its full capacity. If you don't, your rights are going to get taken from you. And you see that happening in all the neighboring states that were abolishing their own pronunciation when they were recognized under the States of Union. A lot of people are getting away from that type of disturbance because it's become so, you know, controlling that the elitists are trying to devour that type of pronunciation to declare martial law in every state that has the capacity of law enforcement abusing its power of authority to control and neutralize people's right to their pursuit of happiness and their liberty. And so today, the Native people have been stressing and struggling with these type of issues pertaining to what we are, you know, trying to assert vested upon our full sovereignty. And without having the belief system of where freedom does come from, there is no independence. And therefore, sovereignty will just be just a token pronunciation of how America wastes garbage, food, and wastes people without giving them the type of understanding that they too have, you know, the exceptional, you know, liberty of happiness and freedoms. So this is the type of issues that a lot of the indigenous folks have been trying to get out there on a broader spectrum, and unfortunately it constantly is falling on deaf ear. So I thank the African communities for giving us this opportunity to step through the mechanism of life and determine, you know, our credibility to show you what's missing in Indian country and give you that positive benefit of a doubt that we could convert our type of power to give you the real understanding about how independence and sovereignty works when you believe in your own freedom. And if I may, listening audience, I'm giving you everything that we have struggled for in this continent known to a lot of the Westerners as America, when in fact this country was already named as the First Nations people. We call it Turtle Island. And most of all, it became a pronunciation of how we take on the life way to produce, you know, our own basic necessities to tackle the problems here in our own country. And so the fact of the matter that a lot of the listening audience forget is that when you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy. My grandfather taught me a lot of the traditional aspects of our life. And so to this godforsaken day in 2014, I continue to live by those pronunciations. Therefore, a majority of them that are undertaking this opportunity to assert their basic, you know, privileges and necessities on an independent, you know, spectrum, that is the concept to have your freedom, giving you the capacity to assert and exercise the rights that were given to you from the natural education system, which is what we call Mother Earth. That is your university of the universe. That's your education system. Many upon many people of color, like our brothers and sisters in Africa and Venezuela and China, and many others, even the Aboriginal brothers and sisters down in Australia, they had a natural way of living with creation. And along comes this European man start intricating the life that mentality never even belonged to him because he was forced into doing this. And this whole concept vested on this whole premature concept of education in this system of this unhealthy disturbance gives everybody the negativity that the fact of this pronunciation has become one big thought process of a hidden pronunciation pertaining to the liberties that you all need on an independent spectrum. The spectrum is not vested like a spectrum. A spectrum is a segment of how you would take on a challenge. The spectrum, on the other hand, is more or less the type of predicaments that you could undertake when you demand your accountability at the hands of the beholder, which is the federal government, where all the elitists continue to utilize, you know, their type of pronunciation. Remember, folks, colonialism has its own roots to deny the principalities of your natural ability to understand your own liberty. Policies were first introduced to the American system. The people in general, the citizens that undertook these responsibilities, voted for a falsified independence that never had a critical ability to ask the pronunciation if this was exceptional for us to have a supremacy clause that protected us as a human being. So therefore, the system emplaces all these golden rules to try to implement its power of control to neutralize your once protected freedom at the discretion of our grandmother the earth and our great mystery, the sky. You see, these natural elements that are already here on our grandmother the earth, if you look at the real education system of the synopsis of life, you will see that all the insects and animals and, you know, other nations that are still living according to their indigenous lifestyle from every continent and country that they still have, you will see that they get along more healthier and more better, and their language structure becomes so enormous healthier because they're still in the university of the universe. And the animals and the two-legged, they get along so happily with no interruption that that's the basic education of a real value system that's being driven out almost on the capacity level of extinction. And so what is that in turn? What that really in turn is that the capitalistic control that Western culture continues to assert at the discretion of people, pay taxes for corporations to do all the dirty work, and slave trade is, you know, behavior from different nations to try to achieve something. That something is pronounced that when capitalistic control becomes the root of slavery, you are on that grip called bondage, because that's the real power of control. As long as bondage continues to have that grip on your arms and legs, capitalistic control continues to serve its purpose to protect the rich and the wealthy. This is why the states that are being recognized, you know, from the states of union implement their police forces. Why do we have police forces in America? Why do we have them? I'll tell you why. Every poor citizen in my country has become very systematically out of tone into the life that we are living. And the reality is that when you take on a dividend of an unhealthy predicament of this lifestyle, this unhealthy dividend becomes very diverse because you're utilizing that concept to dehumanize the character of that said being. Now, last night, I really hit on two notions of reality. First of all, I want to reflect to my brothers and sisters of the East. Country, the white man, labels them as Afro-Americans. Well, first of all, my brothers and sisters of the East were forcibly brought over here as slave workers to pave the way for this white man, okay? And so when that illustration had came about,
This is how they continued to utilize the power of authority to dehumanize a people that had their own liberty and natural law. And when they came here into our country, they brought a language with them. And because of this eurocentric man's behavior of abuse and genocidal, you know, upbringing and just barbaric, you know, mentality of just, you know, destroying with that destruction of not having any remorse or love for the two-legged, they've driven the language out of my brothers and sisters from the East. America, you're at fault. You're at fault for this type of discrepancy. You are to blame for what you have done to this man. And when you look back at all these fallen dynasties, from Mesopotamia to the Greeks to the failure of the Roman Empire, and now to the Mediterranean, and now the failing of the American Empire, you will see that American people are repeating history. And the fact of the matter is, people of color are finally looking for an approach to ask many other nations to stand together with them to produce this type of traditional educational format to allow us to assert our freedom. And that's where independence lies. It lies within each and every one of you that are colored red like me, or black like my brothers and sisters of the East, or from many other nations that have a symbolic, you know, skin tone as red as mine. This is the purpose that the elite and all the Bilderberg foundations and all these corporations in this globe are afraid of. They're afraid that once we take the power of that type of pronunciation and we utilize it for our best pronunciation, then and only then can the sovereignty give your ability to remain free. That is what we're forgetting. And if you go back into the sense of history, remember, it took language-speaking people to administer that type of independence. For example, in Nakota, we say, to the African people, we recognize them as a dark-skinned people. In our language, we call them Hasapa, meaning people that were recognized with the color of black but had the ability of freedom. Okay? And so then when we had the yellow man, which people interpret in a negative pronunciation, we called them the Oyate Zi of the color yellow. And for the indigenous population, we call them the Oyate Haska, meaning the people with red skin. You see, these type of interpretations were given to us as the creation stories of where we came from, which are the animal nation. The Lakota people here in the Western Hemisphere, this original creation story comes from our sacred Black Hills. It's called Wind Cave, where the Earth Mother still breathed her rapidly clear and, you know, most precious breath that she still has. And when you go to the Wind Cave, you can feel her breathing in and breathing out. She gives you a renewable energy. And every nation of color in Turtle Island had that stripped from them. And it's very ironic and sad that the American public and the society will not give them that opportunity to reconnect with what is missing, because you constantly invoke pieces of paper that do not have a traditional value system that you can enforce and keep. Remember, the people of color went by language. They went by their voices. And that was their honesty. And as I said earlier on, when you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy. And this is what you have in the year of 2014. What are we supposed to expect and anticipate when 2021 becomes prevalent for us to really see how far we had advanced with our ability of freedom. I beg to differ with one simple interpretation. When colonialism has the grip on many, you know, ethnic, you know, identity of the two-legged beings, you know, ability to speak out. The reality of what America does is they either put you in prison, take you out of the speaking realm, or they attack your family. And they're not doing it publicly with, you know, the type of pronunciation through law and order and so forth. No, they'll even use their own family, let alone their own people. And so when you go back to that sense of history, remember, every nation in this globe have a policy in place, the rich and wealthy. This is why police forces were created. The poor people and many others that have an indigenous background of a lifeway that was brought up from, you know, the mountains and the wilderness and the jungles and the deserts and the plains. America has always lied about the history of the people of color. And so when the poor people migrate to their own capacity and they stand together to look for ways to interpret a survival technique in a culturist, you know, mindset of Western civilization, it gives people the understanding to interpret that the traditional upbringings of these things are very, very complexual, because, you know, the fact of illustrating these novels of how we interpret the life of what we talk about. As I'm talking to you, folks, I want all of you to listen to this. Right above us, as we're talking to you, there's two golden eagles flying. And this is the power that the great mystery is saying, tell the truth. Tell the truth, indigenous people. And we're looking right above him. And he's staying right above me as I'm interpreting this understanding to you. You see, the great mystery gives us these kind of blessings and signs. And man, it does my heart feel good. Because this message of truth is also a healing. And remember, folks, when police departments in America continuously to abuse our people, it's because the elitists are constantly enforcing this type of terminology to neutralize the power base of their capacity to continue to keep you in bondage. There goes the brother, and it looks so sweet and beautiful and pure because his majestic beauty, and he's free. He's free, ladies and gentlemen. Man, this is beautiful to see. And he's flying completely out of the hole. Oh, man, it's just so beautiful. I love this kind of pronunciation. This is what I'm talking about. And so when a majority of our understandings in these lives become truthfully with these whole implementations of this value system, and once and for all, folks, the indigenous people and many other nations of color never had lied to anything that they have believed in. And to this godforsaken day in 2014, only the Americans are the only ones still lying to that full capacity of that hidden truth. It really hurts a majority of people because the people of color been trying to get adherence on a trustworthy understanding at the hands of the American system, and were constantly denied our rights to our pursuit of happiness and liberty. If the constitutions that were adapted to white society's Eurocentric mentality, then it's up to them to really live on that traditional protocol, because in reality, it was the Iroquois Confederacy that allowed them to create this constitution, because when the first colonists arrived in this country, they had nothing.
And the real reality is, when the colonists arrived here, remember, folks, they were all ex-cons. They were all criminals. That's the real truth. So when criminals take a power of control to destroy people of color, it shows that they will never take that type of mentality and enforce it upon their own people. So what does that tell you? My country, known to the eyes of the beholder as America, has become one big Indian reservation. And this is the godforsaken truth that is hidden from the American public. It's never going to stop. It's never going to go away until people of color come together and hold this man accountable for all the unhealthy, genocidal, ethnic cleansing tactics that he has enforced upon primitive people. And as I said earlier on this show, Chanupa Gluham Money of the Strongheart Warrior Society of South Dakota is taking this value system to implement something positive to save people. And if we don't stand together to face the destruction of this two-legged, you know, eurocentric man's behavior, then kiss all your children goodbye in the next 5 years. Because every state is starting to implement a trade pronunciation of implementing more of a a pronunciation through the state social systems of the unhealthy predicaments that pertain to our people. And most of all, our children are becoming refuge of something that don't belong there. And the fact of the matter is, folks, that we are losing this type of ability to protect and serve our own children. And they're using them for an unhealthy predicament that's creating this unhealthy balance and is turning our children into the type of mentality that America labels us when we defend ourselves. And that's called a criminal. And when your children face that understanding, this is the problem that our children face, because the basic value system that these children once had in their own homes, when they were taught to love one another, when they were taught to care for one another, when they taught to help each other, and when they taught to share these understandings in life with each other, America has taken that responsibility away from our children, because it was up to us to prevent that. And to this godforsaken day, we're fighting for things that don't belong to us. And there are many of these fights that are out there, but when it comes to human life, we can never, ever pick up our responsibilities and hold America and his system accountable. Ladies and gentlemen, the Strongheart Warrior Society needs every type of support and help it possibly can gain to help many other people regain their freedom through their independence. And this is how sovereignty can work. If you take a child and you rear his language from his own home, the basic necessity of that value system is an educational process that gives them the ability to stabilize their cognition, and most of all, it gives them the ability to share their value system of being free. You see, our children are not taught that anymore because of this newly bred educational system. This educational system does not teach you or teach our children a chance to have their own freedom. When you
I want to say to the audience, thank you for joining us. If you are disconnected from listening within the next few seconds, please come back and listen to the entire tape. Mr. Money has 15 minutes to continue his interesting discourse regarding freedom and indigenous people. And I'm sure you'll want to hear the whole thing. Come back to Blog Talk Radio and to Human Rights Demand. Go ahead, Mr. Money. You may proceed, sir. testimony. Hello? We appreciate you coming on the air to Human Rights Demand and hearing Native Americans' affairs. This is one of the shows on Human Rights Demand. On Tuesdays, we have Dr. Ansari Mustafa, who is an international human rights attorney, and he teaches us what our human rights are and how they're protected by certain treaties that have been already signed by the United States of America. And on Mondays, on this same channel, we have MBO Hour, that is New Vision Organization, a prisoner activist organization that helps prisoners secure health care services, as well as doing some pro bono legal work. And on Sundays, we have Human Rights for Prisoners March. Sometimes, when that show will be on the air, it will be announced. My name is Mary Neal, and I will announce when we will have a Human Rights for Prisoners March show on Sundays. On Saturdays, we have a show called Release the Innocent. We know that a great many people who are incarcerated are actually innocent, but for different reasons, they are incarcerated. Oftentimes, the reasons stem from poor legal services. We know how overworked our public defenders are. Sometimes, the wrongful convictions stem from jailhouse snitches and other government snitches. Sometimes, the wrongful convictions come from false confessions. We know that children and the mentally ill have accounted for 25% of the wrongful confessions that result in wrongful incarceration. So 25% of all wrongful incarceration cases come from false confessions made by the defendant. And then another reason for wrongful convictions include prosecutorial misconduct. We saw the first prosecutor get arrested for misconduct that led to the false imprisonment of an American citizen for 25 years for a murder that he did not do. And that was Judge Ken Anderson. Yes, he had risen to the level of judge in the 25 years while his victim was incarcerated. So he was stripped from the bar. He lost his license. He was also sentenced to prison for 10 days for contempt. And he took this man's life, basically, 25 years. The man's wife was killed, and he went to jail for doing the murder, even though this prosecutor knew that it was not him. It was not this man, Michael Morton, I believe it is, who did the murder. And so prosecutorial misconduct accounts for many wrongful convictions. And they're sometimes called by faulty science. Faulty science leads to wrongful convictions. So we really appreciate Mr. Money coming on the air today and giving us the Native American perspective. And we invite you to come back next Wednesday and hear him again. He will be coming on the air every Wednesday. He'll also have guests. And I'm greatly inspired by his message today, especially when he saw the two eagles. And he took that as confirmation that it was a good thing that he was on the air and telling his truth. And so we thank you for joining us today on Human Rights Demand. We ask you to get the link and share the tape. Get the link and share the tape so that others can hear Mr. Mani's message. And we thank you very much for joining us today.